Is everybody all right? Are you blessed, highly favored? Ready to go? Ready for that war? Hallelujah. There's a fight going on, isn't there? Would you turn to Matthew 25? Oh, to God be the glory. It's time to expose the enemy. Isn't that our job? The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Right? Oh, I need a Bible. Hallelujah. Matthew 25, verse 14. Thank you, Father. Is everybody there? Good. Would you read it with me? For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. So this is somebody God trusted. Right? They were his stewards. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2. And to another 1, to each one according to his own ability. In other words, God will never give you any more than what you can handle. The devil does. Hello? And immediately he went on a journey. Verse 16. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded them with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug it in the ground and hid his Lord's money. Now you got to remember something. The Lord said he wouldn't give you any more than what you can handle. That's why he gave this one the 1. Hello? After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received the 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He who also had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. And the Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So it wasn't about the amount, was it? It was about what was given or what was used. Does everybody understand that? Just because there's people who are doing more things doesn't mean that they're getting any more reward or anything more. Does everybody understand that? God has everyone specifically positioned to do and given gifts to handle. As you're faithful with a little, you get more, don't you? The problem that we run into is we try to handle the 5 when he's only given us the 2. Hello? Then we get in trouble because we certainly don't get in joy. We get in the flesh. In verse 24, then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you'd be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was what? Afraid. And went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. So he didn't gain anything, did he? He did not use what God gave him. Right? He didn't use it. But his Lord answered and said to him, what did he say to him? You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, at least given it to someone else. And at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be what? Taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer courts. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Unprofitable servant. Now I want to go back to verse 25. He said, I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground, and look, there you have what is yours. He was justifying. He was not using the talent, was he? He just went and buried it in the ground. He had no interest whatsoever. He took what of God's and just put it away. You know why? Laziness. It was laziness. Total laziness. Does everybody understand that? Because look what the Lord says to him. And his Lord answered and said to him, you what? Wicked and lazy servant. You wicked and what? Lazy servant. Whoa. What have you done with what I've given you? Well, I just put it over here. But you didn't even consider. You were so lazy, you didn't even think about giving it to someone else where there could be a return. And let me share something with you, and I want to talk about spiritual laziness. And it is a spirit. It's called a lazy spirit. Spiritual laziness will cause spiritual poverty. Does everybody understand that? Spiritual laziness will cause spiritual poverty. Hello? Come on, say it with me. Spiritual laziness will cause spiritual poverty. He did nothing with it, right? In fact, he used the excuse, I was afraid. That was a lie. He wasn't afraid. I'm not saying fear didn't hit him a little bit, but his first reaction was he was lazy. The Lord didn't say the spirit of fear got on you. He didn't say you were afraid. He said you were wicked and lazy. Let me share something with you. Spiritual laziness, God looks at it as sin. Because what are you doing? You're associating with the presence of evil. It's a spirit of laziness, spirit of slothfulness, sluggard spirit. In fact, that sluggard spirit is the worst of them all. But it's all associated with one another. And what happens is that spirit of laziness or sluggardness comes. And what he does is he tries to convince us we're either too tired, we're this. He always tries to put everything on the other side. He puts the blame on everything else. Does everybody understand what I'm sharing? Listen, how many times have you tried to read the Bible and all of a sudden you got tired? What do you think hit you? Amen. Does he want you to know the truth? No. See, the devil must be exposed in this area. My people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. How many times has the devil said, you know, you can do that later, when God is saying, do that now? Amen. He convinces you that what you just do, you just lost the trust of God because he can't trust you when it's time to move. When it was time for the Jews to come out of Egypt, one of the things he said, don't put no leaven in your bread. Why? He wanted to move. He didn't want anything to hinder him. Because the word leaven means sin, means evil. Is everybody with me? If you look at it in the spiritual arena, he was talking about, listen, you don't have time for it to rise or anything, but the word leaven spiritually means sin. It means wickedness. He didn't want anything to hinder his people. When it was time to go, they had to go. Does everybody understand that? Oh, hallelujah. Spiritual laziness produces spiritual poverty. Is everybody with me? Now remember something, this was a trusted steward. The word says he called his servants, didn't he? So obviously they served him before. But this servant chose to become what? Lazy. The Lord knew his ability, he gave him one. He'd probably done something before. He knew what his ability was. But this time he chose to be lazy. And God called him wicked. And what did he do at the end? He threw him in outer darkness. Go to Ecclesiastes 10. Spiritual laziness produces spiritual poverty. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Hallelujah. The enemy must be exposed. Oh, hallelujah. It's a good night to die. Glory to God. Is everybody there? Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Is everybody there? In verse 18. Would you read it with me? Because of laziness, the buildings decay. What are you? You're the building. Are you not the temple? Amen. Because of laziness, what decays? Your building decays. And through idleness of the hands, the house what? Leaks. Remember I shared with you that spiritual laziness produces spiritual poverty? What happens is you allow the devil to drain you and don't even realize it. Amen? You know, so many people get lazy. They get lazy about prayer. They get lazy about putting on the full armor of God. They move slow. They get lazy. They get lazy in the spirit. Instead of flowing in the spirit, they get real lazy. And it opens a door. And let me tell you, it is a demon, and it has access to you. It's also associated with a deaf and dumb spirit. Because he likes to blind you from receiving. Is everybody with me? Oh, hallelujah. We'll go a little bit further here. What happens is when we associate with the Spirit, we don't even realize it sometimes until it's too late. We become dry. It drains us. It drains us spiritually. We become weak. It's like we sprung a leak. And we become so dry that what happens is the devil begins to offer you things from the world to try and bring fulfillment because of spiritual laziness. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19. Glory to God. Would you read it with me, 15 and 16? Is everybody there? Laziness casts one into a what? Deep sleep. And an idle person will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will what? Let me share with you, spiritual laziness will cause you to be very careless. Very careless. And the devil knows that when you're associating with that spirit, because he sends that spirit and he causes you to become very careless. People begin to lose vision. They begin to lose sight. They begin to pull off those restraints that have been restraining them from walking correctly. They begin to get loose. Not loosed. Loose. Be loosed. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18. So what happens on this is when that deaf and dumb spirit comes, that deaf and dumb spirit will love. Let me share with you. They feed one another. That spirit of laziness affects an individual. The deaf and dumb spirit begins to get fed off of him. Does everybody understand this? Everybody's kind of looking at me funny. Like, maybe everybody's thinking, do I have one? I don't know. Unless you tell me whether you have one. Amen? They begin to feed one another. You got to remember, the Bible says that when a spirit comes back to the temple of God, it brings what? Seven more. Seven more spirits. Now we're talking about demons. These are not just friendly spirits. They're out to kill, destroy, right? And steal. What are they trying to steal? Your joy? Hello? You know, when you're not filled, you're not joyful. There's so many people that are miserable. I always tell them, if you're miserable, go back home. Don't tell nobody you know Jesus. Miserable people are not walking in the Spirit. If you're miserable, go in your prayer closet until you die. Then come on out, a new creation. Hallelujah. We'll tie a rope around your ankle. When it's time, we'll pull you out. Don't worry about it. What happens is that spirit of laziness and that deaf and dumb spirit come upon you, and it brings confusion. You don't even know which way to go. The best thing you can do is just start raising your hands, pray in the Spirit, or start worshiping the Lord. Shake that thing up. But the problem is you got to have discernment that that spirit is there. I'm telling you, every time you try and read the Bible, what happens? Whoa. I mean, you know, any other book of the world, whoa, you're all perked up. I mean, there's no problem. Yeah, read this. You pick up the Bible and also, it's like every demon in hell is just trying to put you to sleep. Amen? Come on. Proverbs 18. Glory to God. In verse 9, read it with me. He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a what? Great destroyer. Ooh. So what does it open the door? It opens the door to demonic activity, doesn't it? See, it's our responsibility to get dressed and filled with the Spirit every day, to get dressed with the full armor of God. It's our responsibility to seek the Lord. That's not something that's passive, is it? That lazy spirit will cause you to be so passive, he'll give you the excuse that you're waiting on God. And God is waiting on you. No, don't get me wrong, there's a time when we wait on God. But do you know what a waiter is? Amen. He serves while he's waiting, isn't he? Hello. Proverbs 22. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 13. The lazy man says, there's a lion outside. I shall be slain in the streets. I'll just sit here as a couch potato. He uses fear as an excuse. But I can't do that. That's not my call. Oh, you lazy varmint. How about doing duties? That's not my job. So people get so bound up in religion and tradition that God can't move them. Because they get so caught up in that arena, they get lazy. They get so lazy, they can't even see. Because of that spirit of laziness that brings blindness. See, a deaf and dumb spirit brings blindness and deafness. It confuses in the mind. One day I was praying for this guy. And as I began to pray for him, I had my hands on top of his head. All of a sudden, a cloud came over his head. I couldn't even see him anymore. It was gray. And I lifted my hand from him. Look, I thought maybe something was going on in the room. And I went back, and I began to pray for him. And this demon began to come up, and clouding his head and his mind and everything. I began to pray against this thing. Come to find out, this kid's been on medication his whole life and all kinds of other stuff. They really messed him up. But it was nothing but demonic activity. And he never wanted to do nothing. He just wanted to sit home and do nothing. Look at how many people are bound by that spirit of laziness. How many times when it comes to Friday night service or a service, the devil comes against you and says, man, don't you think you're tired? Come on, you need some rest. Until you get in God's presence and it's like, man, I'm glad I came. He attacks me every Friday. Before and after. Hallelujah. He grabs my leg and bites it during the service once in a while, but he gets shaken off. But we have to beat that thing down. We got to beat down the powers of darkness. The Bible says, cast down those thoughts and imaginations. Beat them down. Put them underneath your feet. That spirit of laziness will cause spiritual poverty in your life. And I'm talking about poverty where you are lacking in the joy of the Lord, where you are lacking in the presence of God, where you are lacking in the wisdom and knowledge and understanding, where you are lacking in revelation, and where you are lacking in obedience unto God. Because you've been drained. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody okay? I'm going to share something else with you. Pride promotes laziness. Pride promotes laziness, which promotes rebellion, which is witchcraft. How many times do you know there's things you got to do and you just keep putting it off? You know, I really need to, you know, this would really help the kingdom of God if I did this, but I'll just wait. You know, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. Amen? So many people are waiting on God and God is waiting on them. Now listen, we saw what happened to the unfaithful steward, the lazy steward. God called him wicked. Wicked. Amen? Laziness or pride promotes laziness and rebellion, which is witchcraft. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Spiritual laziness. Spirit of laziness. That lazy spirit. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Is everybody all right now? Glory to God. Second Thessalonians chapter 3. And verse 11, would you read it with me? For we hear that there are some who walk among you in disorderly manner, not working at all, but are what? Oh, hallelujah. Let me tell you one of the fruits of spiritual laziness, a busybody. An accuser, one that's always looking at everybody else, too lazy to pull out the National Grand Forest out of their own eye. Amen? Laziness, one of its fruit is busybody, criticism, accusations of others, but blinded to self. Puts the blame on everybody else. Not willing to take its own responsibility. Too lazy to. Amen? Too lazy to take its own responsibility. Too lazy. Won't go the extra mile. Got to force the individual to go the extra mile. Got to convince. You got to beg. Come on, you can go the extra mile. You need to just come out in the name of Jesus. Amen? Now listen, this spirit of laziness will prevent you from going forward. You will go backwards. He brings you into a woe is me. He brings you into a low self-esteem. He brings you to a place where you are open neon sign for the devil and says, shoot me more. Amen? How many times when you're down and out does the devil beat you up even more? Let me tell you, he doesn't come, he doesn't pull his demons off of you. He doubles up. He doesn't shoot fiery darts, he shoots harpoons. When he sees you begin to deflate, amen, he wants to kill you. He'll do everything he can. He finally will convince you, then he brings in the big guy, suicide. Okay, finish him off. Finish her off. You might as well just kill yourself. See, it leads from one thing to another. I'll tell you about how laziness can lead to murder, too. Oh, hallelujah. Romans 12. Oh, to God be the glory. Spiritual laziness. We've got to expose this spirit. In Romans 12 and verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Come on, read it with me. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Say that again. Not lagging in diligence. Say it again. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continually steadfastly, where? In prayer. Oh, one of the things that the devil just doesn't want you to do is pray. Pray. That's the greatest thing that everybody struggles with in the body of Christ, prayer. First of all, they don't know how to pray. Second of all, they're trying to figure out what to pray. And third of all, they got an excuse why not to pray. Hello? You're going to get attacked with that lazy spirit every morning. Every morning. He's trying to convince you to feed your flesh before you feed your spirit. See, because if he can feed your flesh before you feed your spirit, it's caused you to get lazy. Then you're led by your flesh instead of your spirit. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Don't lag in diligence. Or don't quit. Don't slow down in your pursuit with God. That's his main focus, is to prevent you from pursuing the Lord. He does not want you to get close to God. He'll do everything he can. That lazy spirit is one of the first spirits that come. We've always talked about that deaf and dumb spirit that comes, but lazy hits so that you can receive deaf and dumb. Amen. Remember, they work together. They're a tag team. And you're it. Go to Hebrews 6. But we got our own tag team, right? Hallelujah. The Bible says, two touch and agree. We touch with the Word and it's gone. We get quickened by the Holy Spirit. You touch and agree what He's telling you, that demon's gone. Hallelujah. Remember, you're not fighting flesh and blood, are you? How many times would you like to light a fire under somebody's feet? Try to get that person going. It's got attached a lazy spirit to him. Does everybody understand that? Come on, don't let that lazy spirit put you to sleep now. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6. We start talking about, remember, he's getting exposed. He's going to attack all he can. Hebrews 6 and verse 9. Read it with me, please. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. What is he saying? God isn't forgetting. One of the things he wants to do is tell you that you're laboring in vain. Come on, just take a break. You earned it. You earned it. You don't need to go to Bible study. You don't need to go to service. Come on, you worked hard all week. Gucci, Gucci, go. Then he pulls out a pacifier. Hello. Come on, you don't need the fellowship. You got it all together. Remember I share with you? Pride. Tries to convince you about pride. Causes you to lose sight of fellowship. That lazy spirit. But when it comes time to work, whoo, he backs off. Laboring for money, whew, backs off. Hello? But when it comes time to get into presence and fellowship with the Lord, whew, when it comes time to doing something for God, whew, he comes strong. Strong. Has everybody ever noticed that? Well, if you didn't, you're blinded, and I'll pray for you. verse 11. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the what? Amen. That you do not become what?
Sluggish.
But imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Let me tell you something. That spirit is preventing you from receiving the promises of God. See, you could be praying. When you lose sight of it, there's no connection anymore. Because he tries to disqualify your faith. Faith is what holds on to what you've prayed. Just because you lift up a prayer doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's your faith that moves the hand of God, not your prayer. It's your faith that moves God, not your need. It's your faith. So what he tries to do is disqualify your faith. He tries you to get you to the place where you give up. Convinces you, I guess God's not going to do that. He's not going to answer that prayer. Then we don't pray it anymore. And we become lazy towards it. Then he brings you to another arena where he said, why even pray for that kind of stuff anymore for anyone else? When God's trying to use you to do intercession. See, just because you don't see what's going on the other side doesn't mean it's not happening. This is where people get caught up by that lazy spirit, and what they're looking for is a feeling. I'm waiting for the feeling. I need a feeling. God's a God of love, not feeling. Well, if I don't have a feeling, God's not there. Yeah, he is. He's trying to get you to shake off that lazy spirit. Hello? Don't become sluggish, lagging behind. Go to 2 Samuel 11. Quick, simple teaching tonight. Exposing the enemy. Spiritual laziness produces what? Spiritual poverty. Now the Bible says that you and I are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Let me tell you, that spirit of laziness will prevent you from getting every one of those blessings. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 11. Glorious. Glorious, hallelujahs. Oh, glory. 2 Samuel 11. Spiritual laziness produces spiritual poverty. Come on, we're supposed to be rich in the Spirit, aren't we? Not poor. The Bible says that the rivers of living water are supposed to flow through us. Not sand. 2 Samuel chapter 11 and verses 1 and 2. Would you read it with me? And it happened in the spring of the year at the time when kings go out to battle. What did it say? Kings go out to battle. Yeah, all the kings are going out to battle. That David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel. And they destroyed the people of Ammon and besieged Rahab. But David remained at Jerusalem. Kicked back. Kicked his feet up, said, man, you know what? It's a good day to stay home. Oh, I think I'll just kick back and relax. You know, I mean, I've done my part. I've already been anointed king. And since I'm the king, and even though I'm supposed to be out warring, I'll just sleep in today. So he hung out, took a jacuzzi bath. Did a little exercise, you know. Went out to his porch. Forgot his binoculars. Looked across the hall, the street, whatever you want to call it. And there was a woman taking a shower. Obviously with no clothes on. He did not run into the house and shut the door and get on his knees. Because that spirit of laziness had him. And he just looked. Couldn't move. Oh, he was lazied out. And he looked. Then he got quickened. Ah. But it was not by the Holy Ghost. He got quickened by a lust demon and a murder demon. He was willing to do whatever it took to get that woman, even kill his best friend. Hello? That's all it took, was the lazy spirit to move him right out of position. Does everybody understand that? And we can joke a little bit about this, but it's dead serious. Hallelujah. Laziness. I deserve it. Leads to deception. Laziness will prevent you from praying. That spirit of laziness prevents you from what? Prayer. Fellowship. Battle. Obedience. I'll repeat them. Giving. Going the extra mile. Worshiping. He does everything that he's the number one excuser. And then he accuses you after he convinces you of what you just did. And beats you up. Does anybody understand that? That spirit of laziness, his objective is to prevent you from prayer, prevent you from battle, number two. Number three, to prevent you from rescuing someone else. Number four, causes you to become disobedient. That lazy spirit causes you to look at yourself and your needs, and it is also associated with greed. Because what it does is thinks that it causes you to prevent you from, if I have to give, that means I have to work more. Hello? If I have to give up something that I've worked so hard for, then I've got to replace it. Why? Because that lazy spirit prevents you from having that relationship, doesn't it? It puts your eyes on you. Prevents you from giving. Prevents you from having fellowship in the body of Christ. Promotes pride. And prevents you from worshiping the Lord. Proverbs 13. A lazy spirit promotes spiritual poverty. Prevents you from praying in the Holy Ghost. Whew. And I'm talking about prayer. I'm talking about not only fellowship with the Lord, but preventing you from praying in the Holy Spirit. Remember, we talked about everybody should be praying at least 30 minutes a day in the tongues. And if you haven't got tongues, go get it. It's a promise for you. Hallelujah. Proverbs 13. In verse 4. That lazy spirit try and convince you that God is not hearing your prayers. Oh, praying in tongues is nothing. I'm just blowing air. He loves to just come. He seduces you. He seduces you in the area where with all things of flesh. Why? Because what does he do? He blinds you. He blinds you. That's his job. Why? He's associated with the deaf and dumb spirit. That spirit of laziness, he'll prevent you from not seeing what you're supposed to be seeing. And he'll feed you deceptive food that will hurt you. Amen? He'll cause you to touch and agree with things of darkness. He'll allow those other demons to come, because see, they fight with one another. He'll allow those other demons to come. See, because they work for rewards, if you understood the kingdom of darkness. They're looking to promote one another. They're fighting over your body. They're fighting over your soul. They're fighting over you. If they can possess you and use you, if they can kill you or use you to offend or hurt someone else or plant a corruptible seed, they receive rewards. They get promoted. They get a pat on the back. They get lied to. Yeah, man, you'll be a great one in the kingdom of darkness. It's an humble lie. Amen? Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 4. Would you read it with me? The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing. Say it again. The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing. Oh, he wants everything. Oh, he just sits there and he wants everything. Seek ye the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you. You kidding? Seek? He'd rather call somebody else and have them pray for him. I get people coming to me all the time, Pastor, pray for me. I pray for everybody. But when they keep coming up, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, I finally say, pray for yourself. Because the Bible even tells us that. When there's trouble going on, whatever, pray for yourself first and then go ask for prayer. Amen? The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing. Never can get ahead, goes around in that circle. But the soul of the diligent shall be what? Made rich. Now, what is the soul? The mind, the emotions, and the will. See, the Bible says, as your soul prospers, so will you. So the devil, that spirit of laziness, is going to try and prevent your soul from prospering. He's going to try and convince you don't need to do anything anymore. You made it. You're okay. Yeah. Even when you go to church, he's going to try and reward you afterwards. Oh, I did a good job. I did my duty. I can rest for 2 weeks now. I think I'll skip church Friday and do this next week. And he's already convinced you as soon as you come out of the service. Laziness, that spirit of laziness. It prevents people from getting healthy. Fast food. Why? Too lazy to cook something good. Come on, does everybody understand that? Fast food addicts. Instead of eating right. That spirit of laziness tries to prevent you from doing all sorts of things but what God wants you to do. It brings spiritual poverty. Listen, you may be rich in material, but to be poor in spirit is a terrible place to be. No, I'm not talking about the humble spirit. Hello. I'm talking about poverty. Poverty. Of no life. No good fruits. Not that your light is not, your light is no longer shining. In fact, people get around you, they don't even want to be around you. Because you grumble, complain. Why? Because that spirit of laziness is attached and drains you. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Look what happened to Jonah. He didn't want to obey God. He figured he'd go on vacation. They threw him off the boat. Proverbs 26. I can see the Lord up there going, Jonah, get back to work. Proverbs 26. 26. Verse 14. a door turns on its hinges, so does a lazy man on his bed. The lazy man buries his hand in the bowl. It worries him to bring it back to his mouth. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Oh, the lazy man knows it all. Why? He's associated with pride. Amen? Associated with pride. Too lazy to depart from evil. Too lazy to fight. Too lazy to stand for the truth. Too lazy. Why? What does it do? Spiritual laziness brings what? Spiritual poverty. Proverbs 21. Remember, we're not fighting flesh and blood, are we? Those are spirits we're fighting. Oh, hallelujah. Proverbs 21. And verse 24. Would you read it with me? A proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name. He acts with the arrogant pride. The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. Now listen, that spirit of laziness is associated with greed also. Remember I shared that. Greed. Well, how does that associate with greed? Because it wants, 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 but won't give. Gets very lazy. Remember I shared with you some of the attributes of these of the lazy spirit of what? Giving. Wants, 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 and can't give. Won't give, is afraid that he'll have to try to make it up somehow. Go to Matthew 25. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 25, starting at verse 1. And the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now these are all believers, right? Because they got washed by the blood, so they're a virgin. Now 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. They were what? Foolish. How about lazy? But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered. They what? Oh, they got lazy, didn't they? And slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is come, and go out and meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered and said, no way. No way. Lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him in the wedding, and the door was shut. And afterward the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. But he answered and said, surely I say to you, I do not know you. Ooh. See, they were too lazy, weren't they? What happens when that spirit comes? You what? You miss God. That spirit's purpose is to cause you also to drain you and to miss God. Remember, those virgins, only 5 of them were wise. The other 5 were lazy, unwise. They didn't stay filled with the oil. That takes action, doesn't it? God just doesn't come and fill you when you say, oh Lord, fill me. There's got to be an action. He says, draw near to me, and I'll what? Draw near to you. So there's got to be worship involved. But the lazy ones did not keep filled with the oil. And they missed God. Why did they miss God? Well, they had to go out and try and do something, didn't they? It was too late, wasn't it? Moved them out of position again. See, but if they were filled with the oil, they'd have had clarity. They would have known. Because when you're filled with the oil, you're filled with the Spirit of God, you know things that are coming. You are prepared. Amen? Go to Genesis 4 for a minute. Genesis chapter 4. Starting at verse 1. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. And she bore again, and this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Now I want you to understand something. First of all, Adam taught his children how to offer to the Lord. Because God taught Adam how to offer to him. Right in the garden. What did he do? He killed an animal and clothed him with what? Sheepskin. He knew it was acceptable to the Lord. Alright? That was the true sacrificial offering. Life for what? Life. Amen? Now, he accepted. Who did he accept? Abel's offering. But he did not accept Cain's offering, did he? Amen? Now listen. So, Cain got angry. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? He said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? In other words, if you do the right thing, won't you? Come on, go get the animals and sacrifice them and we'll be all right. And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. Darkness lies at the door. And its desire is for what? You. But you should rule over it. You should what? Rule over that lazy spirit. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and what? See how lazy, the spirit of laziness led to what? Murder. Why? That's all he had to do was go do it. What? He was just too lazy. No. Laziness associated with pride. No, I'm not going to do it. All right. I'll wait for the next go around. And what happened? Anger started to associate with it now. Now what did he do? He opened himself up, didn't he? Next thing you know, he killed his brother. Am I sure with you, laziness will lead to murder? Hello? Praise God. Go to Ephesians 4. Did everybody see that and understand it? Ephesians 4. You know, some people are real miserable just because they're lazy. Ephesians chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. So everybody's going to get up and pray in the morning, right? Hallelujah. You're kidding, I'm too lazy. Ephesians chapter 4. Glory to God. Verse 11, would you read it with me? And he himself gave some to be apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For what? The equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking in true love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together, by what every joint supplies, according to the effect of working, by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in what? In love. Causes what? Growth. Causes what? Growth. That spirit of laziness will prevent you from growing. Is everybody understanding? It's important that we begin to recognize this. Why do I feel and why do I sense the way I am? And that spirit is there. It opens the door to many things. Everybody does his part for growth. You got to ask yourself, are you really doing your part for the growth of the body of Christ? Or are you bound by the spirit of laziness? 2 Timothy chapter 1. In verse 6, would you read it with me? Come on, everybody there. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift. Say it again. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift. One more time. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Hello? Whose responsibility is to stir it up? All right, don't you want to call somebody to stir you up? Hey, man, wouldn't you stir me up today? Yeah, let me give you a Holy Ghost whipping. Let me slap the soul out of you, right? For God has not given us a spirit of what? Fear. But of power and of love and above what? Sound mind. Wow. I mean, this talks about that lazy spirit, doesn't it? He said, stir yourself up. Why? That lazy spirit is going to come. What's he going to produce? Fear. Then what? Hello? Where's the love? Where's the sound mind? Where's the clarity? Amen? It's going to produce what? Spiritual what? Poverty. Causes people to walk in circles. And of course, they're not getting anywhere. They just dig deeper. Stir yourself up. Where to stir ourselves up? Galatians 6. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Come on, read it. For what? Do not be what?
Deceived.
Don't be deceived. Don't be what? God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit of the Spirit will what? Reap everlasting life. And let us not what? Grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So who's trying to prevent you from sowing? Amen. That spirit of laziness, isn't he? Amen. Go back to Galatians 5. Hallelujah. You know, one of the two areas of sowing, of course, is worship. Amen. And of course, we know we sow financially or sow in labor. But then the other arena of sowing in the spirit is speaking the word. You know, speaking the word of God. You need to practice it. You need to practice it. I remember I used to tape up scriptures all over the place. I used to walk around, especially when I get up in the morning, there'd be scriptures written on my mirror or whatever. I'd go in the mirror and cast the devil out of myself. Come out in the name of Jesus. I see you in there. Practice it. Grab that dog, cast the devil out. Grab your neighbor. Hallelujah. You got to practice it. You don't don't practice it, I mean, come on, think about it. We practice a lot of works of the flesh, or we practice it real good. Now we need to practice the things of the Spirit. In verse 16. Would you read it with me? I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It did not say, I say then, sleep in the Spirit, and you shall fulfill the lust. Hello? For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you desire or that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So remember, that lazy spirit will prevent you from crucifying your flesh. Is everybody with me? He prevents you. Why? Because it says, walk in the Spirit. I say then, walk in the Spirit. That means action. That means moving, practicing, walking in the Spirit. It's a conscious effort, isn't it? Nobody can cause you to walk in the Spirit. You must stir yourself up to walk in the Spirit. You must be sensitive to the Spirit. You must be sensitive to the other spirits. Amen? So you know what's hitting you and attacking you. You've got to know the tactics of your enemy, or he'll cause you to stumble or go astray. Let me tell you something else. That lazy spirit not only puts your eyes on yourself, but it'll cause you to work in the arena of the natural realm harder than you would work in the arena of the spirit realm. Does anybody understand that? He does not want you to do the things of God or expand the kingdom. You become selfish. It's all about me, myself, and I, the trinity of Satan. He doesn't want you to tithe. He doesn't want you to sow. He doesn't want you to do anything in the kingdom of God. He'll prevent you from expanding the kingdom of God. It's a terrible place to be in, knowing that you have a call and a purpose, but you're too lazy to walk in it. It's torment. It's torment. And that spirit of laziness, which introduces the spirit of deaf and dumb and all the rest of those spirits, remember, he's like an open door. And brings torment to us. It's a terrible thing to know that there's something we're supposed to do and we're not doing it. That's torment, isn't it? Amen? And we try and justify it in all the other things and the associations of the works of the flesh. I'm too busy. It's amazing. We're busy for the world. I got bills to pay. I got this. I got that. Who caused you to get in all that debt? Wasn't God. Amen? That lazy spirit will produce so much bad fruit in your life that it needs to be exposed and removed. He loves to plant corruptible seeds. He prevents you from reading books. He prevents you from going the extra mile. And he prevents you from cleaning up. He prevents you from cleaning this house up. He prevents you from helping somebody else. He causes your eyes to be on you. Amen? Psalm 95. I'm going to close here. Spiritual laziness leads to what? Spiritual poverty. Verse 6, starting at verse 6. Let's read it. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, say it again, Today, if you will hear His voice, one more time. Today, if you will hear His voice. You know what? That lazy spirit doesn't want you to hear the voice of God. He doesn't. Do not harden your hearts as in what? Rebellion. Now, isn't rebellion witchcraft? As in a day of trial in the wilderness, come on. When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts and they do not know my ways. That lazy spirit will cause you to go astray and not to know the ways of the Lord. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. That lazy spirit brings a deceptive rest in your life. But it's not the true rest of the Spirit. It's totally different. Amen? Was He exposed in your life tonight? You know where He's at now, right? Now you know how to get rid of Him. You know when He's attacking. Now it's been imparted in you. You know. Amen? Lazy spirit leads to what? Spiritual poverty. Amen? Father, we thank You for Your Word. We honor You and we bless You, Lord. We thank You for making a way. That lazy spirit causes us not to do the right things, but promotes us to do the bad things. Lord, we just come against that lazy spirit in our life in the name of Jesus. We repent for any association with that lazy spirit that's associated with all the rest of those spirits. And we break and loose ourselves from them as we renounce them right now in the name of Jesus. We command those spirits to loose us and to leave us, to go to the pit and not return in the name of Jesus. And we welcome the Spirit and the garment of praise upon us, Lord. Let the anointing and the power of Your love and the glory of Your presence break every yoke of bondage, fill us till we're one with You, and strengthen us that we may be about Your business in true spirit and power. Lord, I pray a blessing over each and every one. I apply the blood of Jesus on this seed. Let it grow and bear fruit for Your glory. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.